We've been reporting about Governor Jay Inslee potentially running for president in 2020. Inslee has raised more than $112,000 for a federal political action committee, and the governor is talking more freely about the idea of running. Seattle Times political reporter Jim Bruner sat down with KNKX's Simone Alisea to talk about the election landscape for Inslee going into next year.
Let's indulge in this for a second, and let's talk about the case for and against Inslee 2020.
It's interesting because, you know, you and I were talking earlier, and we agree that, you know, Jay Inslee, he's not a rabidly popular governor in Washington State. He's not very super unpopular either. He has strong support from people who care about the climate and, you know, I would say mixed support from labor, for example. He's had some ups and downs with labor.
Mm-hmm. What can he point to as big successes as governor of the state of Washington, you know, if he does run in 2020?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think he could point to a number of sort of less controversial clean energy boosting projects that he has put into place. You know, the people who are not fans of the death penalty point out that he put a moratorium on that. And I don't know whether this would wind up being his sort of slogan, because I think it could be problematic, but he talked about the Washington way, and he means, you know, it's a state that has had really good economic growth, very low unemployment recently, while also raising standards for workers. And I think he'd say, you know, we can have this kind of economy where we have a higher minimum wage, where we have, again, paid family leave, labor standards, where we try to promote clean energy, and it doesn't, like some doomsayers would say, it doesn't like wreck your economy.
Let's talk about what we're going to see over the next 2 years, or what we could see or what we should see. You know, when does Jay Inslee need to decide whether or not he's running, and what is that going to look like?
He did say that I think he's going to make a decision by April, essentially by the end of this legislative session, on his 2020 plans. Drop dead, of course, decision would be the next year by the filing deadline. He can't file for president and governor and be on the same ballot for both positions, I'm told, by the Secretary of State's office. So, but that's a pretty late deadline. That's May. He could run, and then if he doesn't do well in the Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina primaries and caucuses, then he could end that and return and run for a third term, you know,
Washington State has no term limits, which I think a lot of people are surprised by.
No, I think people automatically assume, oh, two terms and you're done. And that in fact, usually is the case. But he hasn't ruled that out. I think that there would be pressure from some other people waiting in the wings. Attorney General Bob Ferguson, King County Executive Dow Constantine's name, I've heard. I've even recently heard Hillary Franz, the Lands Commissioner, as a possibility. I think the idea would be that if it's an open seat, no one would be crowned. It would be an actual primary. Longer term, you know, the question I think will arise, and I get it from readers already, well, if he's running for president and you know, jetting around the country, should he really stay on as governor? And I think it's a fair question. It's one I asked. I didn't sense much traction that he was going to step down, especially if he's doing this exploratory phase where he's not sure. So I think he's going to try to.
Do governors typically step down when they're running?
Yeah, I don't think they do. Yeah. And they get heat for it. Mm-hmm. And it's legit. I mean, the people can question, what job are you doing? But, you know, that's the political system. He can, for a certain amount of time at least, try to do both things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see.
God, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild. It feels like it's already started. So, yeah. Pace yourselves.
We'll keep following it as it goes along. Thanks so much, Jim, for breaking it down with me.
Yeah, thanks for talking with me.
That conversation was part of The Overcast, the Seattle Times politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.